Blandford's Blue Coat School and our life-sized schoolboy. Sons and daughters of shopkeepers, carpenters or blacksmiths might work in the family business, learning literacy and numeracy from their parents, but many children had no schooling at all, and at the time of the Great Fire in 1731, some were barefoot, directionless and roaming the streets. Archbishop Wake remembered them on his death in 1736 and left money to educate 12 boys from the town's pauper families, fitting them for becoming apprentices. They were taught in the homes of schoolmasters paid from the Archbishop's legacy, and in 1757 the fund paid annually for their clothes, dark blue coats and yellow stockings with buckled shoes, the uniform of the town's Blue Coat School as worn by our schoolboy at his desk. Let's call him Henry. He wears a white cravat over his dark coat with a number 12 to represent the number of boys Wake's fund supported. His black beret perches on a mop of brown hair, and his rosy face has the cheeky expression of a troublemaker. Henry was made from papier-mâché by the late Peter Rush, an artist who specialised in this medium. George Reeves joined William Williams as another 17th-century benefactor, helping educate Blandford boys, and the Bastard brothers too left money for apprenticeships in the 18th century, but most children still had no access to learning.